Hey everyone, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about beliefs that successful entrepreneurs have.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Like the things successful entrepreneurs believe and how they got to believe these things. Well, first, let's talk about why we want to talk about this episode. You suggested this with a slightly different spin. How did you come up with this as a topic that we should tackle today?
Yeah, I mean, I started with the idea of stories. I really believe people tell themselves stories. It's something we're constantly doing because we're making up our own reality. Like if you really want to go meta into it, what I believe isn't necessarily the same as what you believe at all. Right. And almost everything. We have different lives. We all are making this stuff up in our heads. And so it started with the idea that, hey, Steli, we should talk about stories. And then Steli, you started going on about, oh, we've talked about stories in this way and that way. And I was like, wait, hold on. What I meant was stories we tell ourselves. So that's where we started. And then this, you can't talk about stories you tell yourself without talking about beliefs and limiting beliefs. And then we got to this place where like, all right, well, like I think the things entrepreneurs believe and believe themselves and stories that they tell themselves are different than what many other, you know, non-entrepreneurs, non-founders type of people would probably be saying. Not that, you know, founders are special or anything in any way. It's just that I think there's a bunch of stuff we could talk through around. What do founders believe? What do entrepreneurs believe? What stories are they telling themselves? And how are these different than what maybe other people are doing?
And it's not just, I would bet that we're going to end up talking about not just the way things are different, but also the challenge that you have, like stepping back and seeing that a lot of times the challenges or the problems you have as an entrepreneur, as a human being in general, have to do with the limiting beliefs you have or the story you tell about yourself or about the situation, right? The way you decide to tell yourself the story about your circumstances. So let's first start at the beginning. Let's talk about like what beliefs and stories are that we tell ourselves. And how we get to tell these stories. Like, how does this happen? Because I think most people are not that tuned into their own beliefs and their own stories and their inner dialogue, let's say. And they confuse their inner dialogue or the stories they tell themselves about situations and the beliefs they have about certain situations. They confuse that as thinking. And it's very subconscious. It's not something that you critically analyze. The way you would analyze your external dialogues and the things, your external presentation. I think people are not as self-aware about what's going on in their head that's not verbalized outside. So how do we create these beliefs? How do we pick up these stories? How does that happen? Let's talk a little bit about that.
I think some of the stories come from childhood. You know, these are just the things that you either observed or believed growing up. I mean, a lot of them have to do with things you believe about yourself that either may or may not be true. Some of it boils down to upbringing. So let's say you grew up with